Six changed course, slipping between two inbound ties and rolling into a course change.
Desolator is coming around. Aft battery's traversing.
The co-pilot swallowed hard.
We're not gonna make it.
The light side crescent of the second moon expanded in the viewport.
Even the Falcon's not that fast.
You wanna bet?
Six leveled the ship and maxed the throttle. Energy bolts streaming across the bow and whizzing past both mandibles. The Falcon hurtled forward at bone-jarring speed. Something rattled loose from the bulkhead and crashed on the deck.
Desolator's got a lock on us. Firing!
Six twisted the control yoke, following the cratered sweep of the moon into blazing starlight. Off the fantail just to port, two fireballs flashed.
What was that?
Two TIE fighters. Friendly fire from the Desolator.
Six blew out his breath.
Close. Too close.
He was swiveling toward the navicomputer when the co-pilot launched a curse at the ceiling.
The TIEs count!
Six whipped around, slack-jawed.
That's impossible. The battle was over.
The co-pilot listened for a long moment, his eyes growing dull.
One headhunter hadn't jumped to hyperspace when the TIEs got hit. The officials are ruling that the battle didn't end until the insurgent fighter jumped.
Six continued to stare at him.
The TIEs were in play? The TIEs were in play?
The co-pilot nodded.
The first TIE fighter made for a push, but the second puts us one fighter under the spread.
He blinked.
We lost.
Big time,
Six said softly.
Big time.
After Yagdul, everyone he had borrowed from was out looking for him,
Dune was telling Han, Leia, and Alana.
Dad saw only one way out, the annual Cloud City Sabacc tournament. He showed up at the Yareth Bespin Hotel with just enough to cover the 10,000 credit buy-in and the ante for the few hands he figured he would need to win to remain in the tournament to its end.
Obviously that didn't happen,
Han said. Dune's sister nodded.
More than half of the players bombed out by the second day. Dad made it to the third, but he was hanging on by his teeth. On one round, the pot grew to 90,000 credits. He didn't have anything near the amount needed to remain in the game, but he had a hand he didn't think anyone could beat.
Except for Lando, Han said.
Dune nodded.
An idiot's array. And of course, by then Dad had thrown the Falcon into the pot. Not all that different from the way you won the ship, if the stories are true.
In our match, Lando was one card short of an array, Han said.
What happened with all the credits your dad owed?
Alana asked. Dune smiled at her.
You know, it's the strangest thing, but as soon as Dad lost the Millennium Falcon, his luck changed completely. He convinced some folks to stake him to one game or another, and he had a lucky streak that continued for the rest of his life. He used to joke that losing the Falcon might have been the best thing that ever happened to him.
The two happiest days in a starship owner's life,
Dune's sister said.
The day he buys the ship and the day he gets rid of it.
Han could feel Leia's eyes on him, but he refused to look at her.
The result of that streak is what you see here, Dune said, gesturing broadly to the finely appointed office. Planet Dreams was only too glad to bring him aboard as a partner.